Alright, we're going.
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
I am Donnie Vagrant.
I'm Sean Magnum.
I'm Amanda.
Yes, there she is. It is our Valentine's episode. If you remember last week, we did announce that Jimmy Humphrey was supposed to be here, but he has actually had to donate his mustache to a donor that needed it, and being the good guy he is, he had to just drop of a hat. Do it. So.
And it comes off like Tom Tucker's does. Like,
yeah.
But when they reunite, he will be doing the Super Mario 3 jump to meet it midair with his upper lip. Just as Tom Tucker. He inspired the Tom Tucker stash, for those who don't know.
Yes. And if you're not familiar with the show or anything, Amanda and me are life partners. And that's how you're supposed to refer to it now.
Oh, partners now, yeah.
Yes, and since it's Valentine's, this is my gift to her.
Uh-huh. Lovely.
Yes, that and I'm going to get my cyst removed on Valentine's Day.
Those are gifts.
Those are my two gifts to Amanda, is podcast guests and removal of my cyst.
You know, like, I had noticed that thing, but... Oh, that's that pimple I was telling you to pop back in 06.
I tried to pop it. We squeezed some shit out of it, but it just came right back.
Oh, you need to take that to Dr. Pimple.
A lot of thick white shit. Yeah, it's definitely a cyst.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just got all that fluffy. Yeah.
They gotta cut it.
It like shot across the room when I squeezed it.
Yeah, that's probably started out as an ingrown hair or
a
pimple of sorts. It just, you know, grew to become a member of the family.
It's probably my traveling boil. I have a boil that travels all over my head. I would say just my face. Living as a traveling boil.
That sounds like a good bluegrass band. The traveling boil. Oh, I've told you for years to pop that thing. I just didn't realize it was the same thing. Like, it's just changed, and I just figured that pimple came and went. But that's that same motherfucker.
I kind of am going to miss it because it kind of makes me feel like a trashy Robert De Niro. Like, instead of the cool Robert De Niro mole, I just have this cyst.
a little bit. I wonder if, I hope you go to get, like, a weird, like, Dr. Pimple Popper type doctor who, like, takes it out and then cuts it open and plays
that.
With it.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Do you want to go with me? It's on Valentine's Day. That could be our Valentine's date.
You all should go to Dr. Pimple Popper.
We
love that.
And tell her this guy's available. You know, I've got blackheads and ingrown hair she can play with. I got all types of stuff. I can keep her occupied.
That's like something.
Dude, Amanda is a lot like Dr. Pimple Popper. Whenever I get my boils or whatever, Amanda comes in with all the tools.
Yeah.
And then one time, I remember, like, Lily ran upstairs. She's like, "What the fuck is going on here?" And we're like, "What?" She's like, "All I heard was Dad scream, and then I heard Mom say, 'You're going to get it all over me.'"
Why did she run up immediately after?
Because we were, like, yelling it and being loud, and she was like, "What the fuck?"
Waited a good, like, 15 minutes.
She's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a weirdo.
I mean, I realized she was responding to an emergency of grossness, but still, yeah.
We have bad news to talk about before we start the show. Three people since the last episode we lost.
Should we start with...
In a chronological how they passed, which was Mr. Carl Weathers.
Yeah, Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed, Chubbs from Happy Gilmore.
Dylan from Predator,
yeah. His name wasn't Dylan. Sorry, but okay.
Are you saying I'm wrong?
No. I'm just saying, dude, the producers had no... They were out of touch when they named Carl Weathers Dylan.
Dylan, you
son of a
bitch.
Not trying to be a dick, just saying, dude. 1990 or 88 or whatever.
Mandalorian. One of my favorite roles of Carl Weathers. Oh, of course it's Apollo Creed is my favorite.
Yeah, I mean...
But when he was on Arrested Development... And he played Carl Weathers, and he would just, like, he was just trying to, like, hustle everybody for acting lessons. And there was a scene where what was it? He goes, he introduced himself. He goes, "Hi, I'm Carl Weathers, and I buy all my cars at police auctions." Like, he was in this nice restaurant. He was taking, like, bones off people's plate when a fight started. They're like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Throw this in a pot, and you got a stew, baby." Carl Weathers, Apollo, will be missed.
You will be missed. And
do you have any tribute to Carl Weathers? You're not familiar.
I'd like to bring up the first Rocky, when the fight finally happened. You see the funny side of Carl Weathers, because he came out in the George Washington outfit.
Yes.
And he's like, "I want you! I want you!" And he's kind of like fake boxing with Joe Frazier, who they didn't give a statue to in Philadelphia, but they gave one to Rocky, who's not even a real person.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought he was funny. It was like,
he was great. Like, I was seriously, like, finding out Carl Weathers died was like, I had the same feeling when Apollo died in Rocky IV. Like, it was like that. It was like, I've been prepared for this, though, since I was, like, 11 years old.
That was like a practice run, you know? That Rocky IV, dude.
You remember that, don't you? Where Dolph Lundgren kills Apollo Creed.
He dies. I get so angry at Dolph Lundgren in that moment.
Man, just quite the Dolph Lundgren fan. Mm-hmm.
He is a handsome guy.
He's a specimen.
He is a specimen. He's jacked. He's still jacked.
Yeah.
But, like, now he's got, like, a little less muscle mass because he's older, but the same amount of skin, but it's still wrapped really tight, so he's got, like those two veins in his neck sticking out really far, so it's kind of like a little amphitheater in his throat.
You know, he did Kindergarten Cop 2. There's a sequel to that, and it's Dolph Lundgren, and I bet it's not fun.
They should have brought Arnold back for that.
I won't do it.
And going after the same ponytailed villain.
Yeah. And we also lost Wayne Kramer of the MC5.
My dad interviewed him back in like 1970 or something after seeing them with the Amboy Dukes.
I like Amboy Dukes better than MC5.
They're a better band. They're probably like the best out of those bands, but still, yeah.
Not an MC5 fan either.
I like MC5, but I just...
I only know some songs like High School,
Oh, yeah.
High School, Spoonball.
And of course,
I love their white afros.
Check out the jams, motherfucker.
Like, they like three of them had afros.
Yeah.
Like.
And most recently.
Including Wayne Kramer, he had a fro back in the 60s.
Yeah, he did. And most recently, Mojo Nixon.
Mojo Nixon, Elvis is everywhere. I wonder if Elvis is going to kick his ass now.
Mojo Nixon's kicking Elvis's ass if he tries something.
I don't know, dude. Elvis, you know, like, Elvis for real, like, knew how to scrap.
I mean, it was a tribute to Elvis. If Elvis has a problem with it, then Mojo Nixon will probably punch him in the face.
I'm just wondering, you know, Elvis had a little bit of an attitude problem.
My favorite Mojo Nixon song is Tie My Pecker to My Leg.
Yeah,
me, your mama, and some other whore floating down the river on a shithouse door.
Didn't he do the same Elvis song about Kinky Friedman?
He redid it.
He basically took the same music and then redid the vocals.
You want to know something really sad for the show, T?
What?
I had reached out to Mojo Nixon a couple months ago and I hadn't heard back yet. And
he never responded.
Yeah.
Oh, he probably wasn't in good shape, you know.
He died on an outlaw country cruise.
That's awesome.
He did?
That's a way to do it.
Yeah.
Like a Pontiac event.
Oh.
Reportedly. Yeah.
Oh, so I wonder if he was like drinking and.
Probably. He's probably having a good time.
Yeah.
Roger Allen Wade was on that too. I wanted to go. I saw that and I was like, but it was like impossible.
Roger Allen Wade? Who's that? He sounds like a serial killer that doubles as a country music star.
He's awesome. Like, he's like funny. Yeah. But the one that you would know is he did the song for the Jackass movie, the "If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough."
Oh, okay.
But all his songs are, and they're all his songs are about like his ex-wife, or like he has a song. What's that song? I want a butt ugly slut with a bad drinking problem and a jealous old man in jail. Dude, yeah. Check out Roger Allen Wade. You'll have a good time.
So it's kind of like the old David Allen Coe without all the racism.
It's like non-racist David Allen Coe. Well, no, it's not as dirty either.
Okay. But it's fun.
It's not even like if
David Allen Coe knew how to fucking act.
Yeah, it's not even like as dirty as Mojo Nixon. Like, it's... The dirtiest line is he has a song called Poontang where he's like, I went over to her and I said, excuse me, darling, can I smell your Poontang? And she's like, why no? He's like, oh, well, it must be your socks. He's Johnny Knoxville's uncle, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is Johnny Knoxville from Knoxville or is he just from Hollywood? Okay, good.
That's where he changed his last name to Knoxville to represent. So Mojo, Carl, Wayne, we salute you, sirs.
So Wayne.
Now.
In the season of love.
We got Valentine's.
Put on the Hall and Oates.
So where should we start with Valentine's?
Well, you all are, what's the... quintennial, 25 years, whatever the hell that is, quarter century.
Yeah, so we've had 25 Valentine's Days together. Well, this will be our 25th Valentine's Day together.
Y'all got anything weird planned?
No.
Anything?
It's getting cysts removed.
Yeah, I'm getting the cysts removed, and I'll let you on the podcast. What are you doing for me?
You'll have to wait and find out.
Butt stuff, maybe? You say, we'll see.
See what I put on you that day.
Fair enough.
I wonder, like, if you cut the top half of that thing off directly, if you could just scoop the stuff out like a mangosteen fruit.
I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to cut it and just scoop it out.
Use it as lube?
Maybe. Smash, render it down.
hey, put that juice in a baggie. We gonna use that later. Oh, what?
Juices.
So I just gotta wait, but you know what you're getting. Yeah. I think I know what I'm getting.
What?
Intercourse.
Oh. Well, I did get something for you, but it's a surprise.
Oh, no, I didn't get you anything, for real.
Hell, it's for me and you both.
It's going to be a high lady
boy. Well, not
boy.
Like that, though.
Oh.
It's high lady boy.
Okay, Thai lady boy. It's 2024, that's all right.
No, it's not. Well, that's trafficking.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
If it's a lady man, that's different. These are grown up.
That's acceptable. What?
With gender fluidity in consideration. Cover all the bases.
Can we even name our best or worst Valentine's Day, everyone? I can't really remember.
Yeah.
I just know that we either usually, like, go all out or we, like, don't do shit.
I have terrible memory.
I haven't had any that were, like, spectacular. I mean, I've had some good Valentine's days. I've had some Valentine's days.
Basically, if I have intercourse on Valentine's Day, it's a good Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I think we may have had a couple where we didn't because fucking work or something stupid. Fucking work ruins everything.
Did your boss call, like, right beforehand and just... I'm going to need you to come in early and it messes up the mood for you.
Yeah.
Like, well, I got to be done by this hour so I can get 6 hours of sleep, and then you get all stressed out and can't. Yeah. Bosses don't call at night.
So what?
Before intercourse. On Valentine's Day.
So I wanted to ask Amanda a couple questions.
Okay.
About.
I didn't prepare any questions for you, though.
Valentine's relationship. Why don't you just ask me the same question? Nobody knows.
Relationship or relations?
Any of it. Our audience isn't that bright. They won't know if we use the same question. I'm sorry. I love you guys. And by you guys, I mean Zach and Brian. Because y'all are the only ones that listen that I know. I'm just kidding. I know everybody listens. But, so, what do you think that you've done to be able to stay in a 25-year relationship with Donnie Vagrant? of all people.
You just took my question that I told you earlier.
But you weren't asking it. All right, cut that out. You asked the question.
No, we already got it. I was going to say, y'all been together 25 years, and, like, what's your secret? But, no, go on and take my shit. Act like you're doing extra for...
But you weren't doing it. Somebody had to do it.
Well, you were in the middle of something, and you just... I was waiting for y'all to get engaged. There was a lot of dead space, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm sorry.
So 25 years, what has kept you around me?
Yes.
Let's see. Putting the guac on you.
The guac.
I've never heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all in. There ain't no middle ground on that.
I think you know how to listen.
I do.
I do too.
I don't know about that. I told her...
That black guy tells me you don't.
I told her 3 days ago. I said, hey, I mean, I get these Mr. Bungle tickets this week. And she said, all right, sounds good. I call her yesterday, and I'm like, yeah, so it's cool we get those Bungle tickets. She goes, what? I don't remember that. No, we can't do that this week. So I just wanted to... Listen, I'll bring that shit up. We're petty on the show.
All right. Well, yeah.
Petties and pals.
Work some overtime if you want to get that. That's what I do.
I'm going to work some overtime. Like, literally, I'm going to work some overtime this week.
Cool.
Yeah. But not for the tickets.
Yeah. I hear you.
You're buying the tickets. Extra present.
The bills. Fuck the bills. Buy concert tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, he's just like James from Good Times. He's like, we're going to have a party tonight. Yeah. Don't worry, I got this job lined up. Yeah. What am I supposed to use? Use the rent money.
Yeah. Always.
Yep. That's like every other episode of Good Times. Yeah. James got to go out with a pool stick. And get that triple corner pot, whatever that shot was.
Yeah, I was just watching.
Florida, thanks Jesus for that.
So why do you think that I'm sticking around? What makes me stick around then?
I'm probably the wittiest son of a bitch you've ever met in your life. I'm damaged enough for you to be able to kind of control a little bit. So there's that.
You like being controlled, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I am very good when I put my head to it. And by my head, I mean given head. I'm good at that.
FaceTime.
I can cook. FaceTime. I can cook. I mean, I'm just an all-around cool guy. I mean, I let your mom live in with us. Yeah. Lots of dudes would not let their mother-in-law move in.
That's cool, yeah. You have a lot more positive qualities than me.
Yeah, but physically, you're better to look at than me. So, you know, I have to make up for where I'm lacking. But it's almost hot boy summer. I'm getting there. This haircut is fantastic on me.
It is.
But, yeah, that and I think you know that I truly, with all of my heart, love you and would do anything for you.
I didn't say that. I love you too.
Oh, thank you, Sean. Are you sick yet? He's gonna call me tomorrow and be like, "This episode's bullshit, dude. It's just you and Amanda flirting with each other."
It is kind of. I'm wondering where the cutoff point is, and that's cool. You know, keep at it. Is I'm gonna ask what. What could potentially drive you all away from one another?
Lexington
no, I'm
Steel.
Just kidding. Huh? What? His no, I wasn't really gonna ask that. He's got a curve on the end, like.
Really?
You been watching his videos?
Well, yeah.
How can you miss that thing?
Did you all
dude?
See Drake? Drake? No. He's got a video. If you go to Drake.video, his wiener is leaked. It looks like a long churro. It's long but thin.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's got like a dead worm.
So it's
churro.
The opposite.
Is it all like yeah. indented?
It's
like
bigger
a churro?
Than what you would think it would be. I would have thought he would have a small penis, but
So it's long. Different than mine. Mine's not long and skinny. Mine's short and fat like Danny DeVito.
Carries a briefcase.
he's got the it's got the hairline. It's got the hairline too. It's got the around the.
That's gross.
Does it have a detective outfit?
Yeah.
The trench coat and the hat.
Sure, ruined my Valentine's Day present.
Have you ventriloquisted? Have you done that?
Oh, probably. I've done so many things with my penis at this point. I don't even know anymore.
Ladies. Really?
Well, if Amanda ever gets that chart,
smiling, a talking penis makes him smile. You know, makes dreams come true and shit.
What? Got a talking badge.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it would have a deeper voice though.
Yeah, I always think of like when I hear.
Pay the toll if you wish to enter.
I always think about that South Park with Oprah. He's like, come on, no Midge.
Midgey. I'm Midgey. And what was the asshole's name? It was like Rob or something. Yeah,
something stupid.
Nigel or some shit.
Will you please buy me McDonald's on the way home?
No.
Fighting that McDonald's urge. Yeah, McDonald's.
I was telling Amanda, that's like the hardest part about doing the podcast is passing that McDonald's.
McDonald's is like crack.
Yeah, wow.
It really is.
They need to stop with their bad sales. But I made it through the Big Mac sale without buying any, so.
I've made it through the double Big Mac and not been able to make it. Or I've not bought the double Big Mac yet.
I've never had a double Big Mac. What's the point?
It's more.
How much that weighs.
Oh no, I want one so bad. I feel like when I have like my next like mental breakdown, that's gonna be like my go-to. Like some people go to the bar. I'm gonna pull it to McDonald's and be like, "Give me three double Big Macs, please." And I'll eat them shits and rub my chest.
I finally tried the White Castle 1921 burgers.
Yeah, not bad.
They're not bad at all.
They're good, but when I go to White Castle, I want a greasy onion, grease dripping slider. I don't want like a big.
Their burgers are. I don't know. Those things are fucking good.
They are good. Have you had one?
I don't think so.
They're like little thick burgers, like little meatballs, and they're fully dressed. No, they're actually really good.
Yeah. That's what they ate in the 20s.
They're good, but if I'm at White Castle, I want. White Castle. So do you have any Valentine's plans?
No, I don't. Yeah, I think you knew that, asshole.
Well, I mean, you could be doing something. I mean,
champagne room.
I will be getting flirted with by dudes and trans ladies and
good for you.
Working?
Yeah. Huh?
Are you working that night?
When is
it's on Wednesday. A Wednesday.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'll get hit on the weekend before and after.
What are you going to search on Valentine's Day? Who's going to be the lucky ladies on the roster on Valentine's Day?
Oh, it's a fucking wheel spin nowadays every day.
Smorgasbord?
Yeah.
It's Valentine's, so you should go all
just
out.
Just dive in until something tickles my fancy. And
have you seen Cody Vore yet?
No. Is that a dude?
Yeah, it's a dude. That's why I asked you, because I'm really into him. No, just big natties.
Big natty.
But
I know Cody Bryant.
Oh, yeah, I know Cody Bryant. Yeah, yeah.
Ebony Queen.
I found Flesh Mechanic. That's a new one.
Oh, yeah.
Flesh Mechanic?
Yeah, it's a dude with a mustache and tattoos.
Oh. Why the mustache? Why is that? You notice the Jerry curl and the mustache pair are coming back on white dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gross.
I don't know about Jerry curl. I like a mustache, though.
Told me I couldn't have a mustache.
Well, it's...
I like Drew's Jerry curl because his is tapered and under control. But I've been seeing the one where it's like in the back with the 80s mullet.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Unsee it.
With a mustache.
What if I don't like it? Then I'll always see a mustache on you. I mean, if you want one, do it.
No, I don't want a mustache. I like a beard. Because mustache, yeah.
Plus he'd be saying, free mustache rides every day and shit like that. Like,
I always do that when she's like, I'm going to sit down. Well, let me clear off a place for you.
Oh, shit. remember Damon beat the shit out of this guy because he said something like that towards Alicia.
Oh, yeah, he talked about that when he was on the podcast, I think.
He did. Yeah, he did. It fucking, yeah, Alicia, but it was similar. It was like, Alicia was like, I gotta take a pee. And he's like, you can come over and piss on my face. Dude had just been getting on Damon's nerves all night, and Damon just knocked him out of his chair like that David Allan Coe song. And, yeah, it was funny. And we were all kind of over that dude anyway. Damon saved the day, and then acted like he was leaving to get the other dude to leave, and then he came back and we all went got drunk at his place. Yeah, so Valentine's Day, yeah.
Valentine's. Let's talk stuff about Valentine's Day. Let's talk.
Doug's love for Patty mayonnaise.
Well, no, I was thinking more like romantic, our favorite romantic movies or maybe songs or...
I can think of a really bad movie, Bye Bye Love, featuring Paul Reiser and... oh, God, two other washed up...
Why would you watch that?
It was on Comedy Central and they would circulate it a lot when I was in the hospital.
Oh, man. So yeah. That's your favorite romantic
movie? No. It's just that's what comes up when I hear romantic comedy.
Oh, just romantic movie. My favorite romantic movie is Bonnie and Clyde with Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty.
I think mine's Rocky.
Natural Born Killers, maybe.
I love you so much. That's a good one. We just watched that the other night.
I love you.
I see you riding a big white horse.
Lethal Weapon 3 between Mel Gibson and Rene Russo.
Mm. Let's see. I'm trying to think movies that like for real, like I'm like, oh,
Scarface.
The Wedding Singer. That's a sweet movie.
Romeo and Juliet. What, Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, that was early, the first late date. 90s,
oh man, yeah. I walked out of that movie. I'm like, this is the stupidest shit.
That was my first date ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Who were you with?
This girl named Rebecca. I don't want to say her last name, but yeah, it was like first date, first kiss, first all that stuff. Yeah, the movie was dumb. Dude licks his nipples in the beginning. I was like 13.
Just wondering.
Donnie's asking about if I no, no.
I was just asking about hand stuff. Okay, it's not that big of a deal. It's hand stuff.
Yeah, if I went somewhere with my hand and I was a youngin.
Oh, I did. All right, I'm not gonna talk about stuff I've done in theaters.
But at the same theater, a few years later, while watching Charlie's Angels, I received some hand stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Baxter Avenue Theaters.
I received hand stuff at Showcase Cinemas during.
There was a lot of
James and the Giant Peach.
James and the Giant.
Where have you? What movies have you received hand stuff to?
Biodome.
Biodome.
I sucked on boobies at Biodome.
I didn't watch any of that movie.
I didn't watch any of it either. I was just
great to get hit at Biodome.
And by the way, you all,
Titanic.
We did not see that.
Titanic is definitely a hand job movie.
Wait,
yeah.
Titanic.
Yes.
Didn't we go see that?
No, that was before we were.
No, it
was like,
wasn't.
No, I had a life before you. Damn.
I'm looking it up.
Dude,
I'm like, who the fuck did you see Titanic with?
That was dude from the Cobalt, wasn't it?
No, we were not
Isn't
together.
Is he homeless now?
No, he's a cop.
Yeah, he is. That dude was...
Wait.
The other two were all right.
Okay, so he did come out... In 97, before we were together. But I remember you making me rent it because you wanted to see it so bad.
Why? Because I didn't watch it. I was getting hand stuff.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Doing mouth stuff.
I didn't get to do hand stuff with you during Titanic. All right, we're going home and watching Titanic.
All right.
Doing hand stuff.
Just doing hand stuff.
Leonardo DiCaprio's in it. I was like, okay.
Just make sure you all
keep
it down.
You can do all the hand stuff you want while I watch it.
Alright, I'm going to find out what Leonardo DiCaprio's on, and that's my new go-to. Watch Leonardo DiCaprio movies to get hand stuff.
Watch Killers of the Flower Moon. Look at a wrinkled Leonardo DiCaprio.
Jack Nicholson Jr. is what he looks like now.
He kind of does.
He does look like Jack Nicholson now, yeah. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I'd have to see.
Yeah, I don't think I'd bang him good. In prison anymore.
Wrinkle never hurt
anybody. He used to be a pretty twinkly looking motherfucker, but...
Speaking of movies that we didn't do hand stuff to, I told you this earlier, but I want to talk about it on the show. We rewatched Suburbia that's available on Peacock, Pluto, and Tubi right now for anyone that...
Forgot how good that was.
It's a fucking good movie, dude.
And that movie kind of makes me wonder if any of them got hand stuff while sitting on that sod that they stole. No, sure. They stole sod and set in front of the TV store.
In front of Radio Shack, yeah. I forgot all about the ending with the little kid too.
Yeah,
I forgot all about that. And the whole movie too, I was like, heck, little kid is fucking like, adorable.
And dude's bitching about his dad being a cop and or being a black cop, but his dad's like cool as fuck.
Yeah.
His dad's like the coolest cop ever. He's like, come on. He's like trying to get the rednecks to stop harassing him.
Yeah.
And Jack, yeah. That's
Jack's a young, troubled man, though.
He doesn't
know any better. Like, yeah, he goes, it's not just that. He's black.
Black.
Oh,
black cop. What
a drag.
Dude's all like, your mother would love it if you came. I'd like it, too.
I almost want to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie.
Because you couldn't, like, when I was young, I remember you couldn't find because every video store...
There's always a copy of it from somebody's, like, tape.
Somebody always stole, like, all the punks stole that movie. And me and Amanda found it when we first started dating. I was like, this is gonna impress her. And I'm like, I'm gonna make her watch Suburbia. And I remember I thought about stealing it because I was like, yeah, maybe like everybody else. I'm like, no, fuck that. This movie rules. I'm putting it so everybody can see it. I don't know. It was like, dude, we went out of our way. Like, it was nowhere near where we were living at all. Like, we went out the fuck of our way to fucking find a video store that had it.
It's a good movie. That and Repo Man.
It's been a while since I've seen Repo Man.
Repo Man's really good.
I only saw it once, and I was fucking hammered drunk.
Its soundtrack is just as good as Suburbia's. And it's got, shit. God, it's got a few people. The dude who was whacking off in the alley and It's Almost Sunny. And he
has
a few other things in that. Yeah, like, he's in that movie. Shit. Oh, fuck. I'm trying to remember the black dude's name because he's in something else, too. Fuck, not DC Cab. That's No, but he's, like, in another movie from that era, that, like, you know, early 80s thing. I don't know, but it's a good movie. Yeah, you should definitely watch it again.
Okay, I will.
Maybe I'm going to see if it's on it. Some stuff to it.
I'm actually
looking. Or try to steal some sod from one of your neighbors and then put on Suburbia and try and get some hand stuff on some sod to Suburbia.
Who has a song about sod? I'm an angry soul.
I'm a lazy soul. It'd be so much easier if Leonardo DiCaprio wasn't in so many movies that sucked.
Have you all seen Johnny Rotten now?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he's got to have diabetes now, dude. That motherfucker, like, 300 pounds now, dude.
I think he was caring for his wife, though. I think she had, like, dementia or something, or...
Oh.
Like, she was terminally ill for a few years, and he was caring for her.
Oh, and she died or something,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah, I'd
he's
be
like a Trumper, too.
Yeah.
I don't think, he's
unless
voting
he was just
for
trolling.
I think he's just, I mean, he used to also wear, like, Nazi
school
armbands and shit, too.
I think he's an old school liberal, which is now considered, like, a far right wing. Like, Kennedy would probably be considered a Republican now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, plus, like, because even back then he was like, I'm banging whores and... That's what Kennedy did. You know.
The only Leonardo movie that's available that I would watch is Gangs of New York, but I've never seen it, so I don't.
So good.
You haven't seen it?
Yeah, but I don't want to get hand stuff to it. But I'd rather have hand stuff.
Daniel Day-Lewis in
The
it?
Departed.
Would you stop, Daniel Day-Lewis?
Oh yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis.
And mustache and top hats and. Oh my.
And the dirty Leonardo DiCaprio. And Cameron Diaz is in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cute in it, too.
Oh, that's right around the time that she did Mass, too.
She plays a ginger, but that's all right.
She can play anything.
I mean, ginger.
Like, side note, can we talk about Cameron Diaz in the Mass for just a second?
Yes, absolutely. Jesus, I love her in that red dress. But she was in the Charlie's Angels that I got hand stuff to.
Oh, yeah.
So she was a part of that. Thank you, Cameron Diaz. Wasn't she like in Bad Teacher or something?
Yeah, that may be stupid because Justin Timberlake's in it and he sucks.
Yeah, he does suck.
He's awful.
He's one of those guys that's so pretty that, like, if I were going to rob him, I'd have to cut one of his cheeks, like, with a straight razor. I'd have to scar him. I'd be like, you pretty motherfucker. You know how they did that, like, up until, like, 1984?
Yeah. What about love songs? What's the...
Interstate love song. I'm just kidding. I don't think that really is a love song.
No. Anything by the Temptations.
Oh, yeah.
Manda had it
on... Papa was a Rolling Stone. That's a love song.
Manda had it on her love mix earlier.
I want a love I the can Temptations. See.
No, just your love mix in general.
I like the old stuff that Paul Williams sang. I wanna come back to my paradise. That's early Temps. That's before David Ruffin joined. David Ruffin was awesome. He didn't give a fuck.
Ain't nobody come see you, Otis.
Yeah, ain't nobody come see you, Otis. Yeah, nobody came to see Otis. Like, he's the last one anybody wanted to come see. Can you pick out Otis in any of the recordings?
No.
You can pick out David. Yeah. You can pick out Eddie Kendricks because he's all high-pitched. Paul Williams sang some leads, and then there's the bass dude. And then Otis is just that other dude. Ain't nobody give a shit about Otis. Otis ain't never even had a little bit of a singing solo. Nobody. He just bossing everybody around because he knew. He knew. What are you doing with your phone, Don?
On his phone. Can't get away from it.
I was seeing who liked my picture.
Seeing who liked your picture.
He needs that validation.
He does, apparently. He's like the... There's this guy from Tampa that hangs out at the bar that I do security at, and he feels very important. So, he was talking to this chick the other night. He's like, hey, man, hey, don't I know everybody? What's going on around here? I'm like, man, I don't know you like that, dude. He got pissed. He's like, man, put your big forehead. I'm like, dude, I ain't even got a big forehead. And the girl he was trying to holler at, like, I think he had hooked up with her a few nights before, but he kept talking about, yeah, I hooked up with that mixed bitch. Kept calling her that, like. And luckily, this other dude fucking, like, walked her to her car, like, and totally cock-blocked him. But, yeah, I totally shut him down right in front of this chick, man. It was glorious. Ruined his fucking night. He was getting on my nerves anyway. I can't stand people who are like, I'm known at this bar. Yeah. It's like, you're fucking pathetic, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, come on now. I mean, I got friends at bars, too.
Yeah. Remember when I was known at that Shoney's and we had to quit going?
Oh, yeah. That was as soon as they were like, hey, this guy's like,
oh, we're done. Yeah, when they get to know you at the Shoney's, it's about time to toss in.
Shoney's of all.
It's so nasty.
Then we lived up the street and they had breakfast bar on Tuesday nights. Like,
did you ever make the mistake of going to seafood night on Friday?
I went to all of them, dude.
Oh, dude, my friend Steve ate a piece of bad shrimp. He knew it was a bad piece of shrimp, too.
Gross.
And he's like, I should have spit that motherfucker out.
He got. You ever go to steak night?
Oh,
pitiful.
Yeah.
It's pitiful.
I love getting drunk and staying up all night and going to the breakfast bar.
Yeah.
That was the best thing they had.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of that shit was nasty, though. Shoney's was Damn, they knew you at the show.
Yeah, he walked in, they'd be like, Norm!
Why are you rubbing your feet all up in my boy's carpet? They itch. Who wants your fungus on your foot? Fungus all.
Is he judging?
I didn't think I am now. Yeah, now I'm judging. I'm judging hard.
It's like if Sean doesn't bitch about something, it instantly goes over to me, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, he hasn't said anything yet. I need to say something. God damn.
You ain't got dirty feet, do you?
No, they're clean.
Yeah, I thought you'd have them like. No. I thought you'd have those like shoes, brown bottom Irish the house. Feet.
No, yeah,
used to Germantown be. Blackfoot.
Yeah,
that's what we used to call
Blackfoot,
it.
Yeah.
Hmm. You do have nice feet. All right, moving along. Moving along. Sorry.
You gonna sniff that part of my floor after the show?
No.
Sniff it, bitch.
I'm gonna see if Amanda let me suck her toes later, though. Sucking toe. Yeah, suck toes. What's that from?
It's, CB4.
It's not from CB4.
Oh. Shit.
I think it's from Chappelle's show.
Yeah. Is it?
I think so. I just remember like somebody's on the phone. It's like, yeah, I suck toes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's dude from Half Baked.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
What
yeah.
up, B?
Yeah, yeah.
Back it up, B.
The Pop Cappy. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I suck toes. Welcome to Pop Cappy. Can I help you? What's up? Oh, Valentine's. Ooh, Valentine's food. What are you going to make me for Valentine's Day dinner?
Nothing. Not a goddamn thing.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to be having my sister move. You better have.
So what are you going to make me? Happy sister removal day.
Sean remember should come to our house.
Year? Do you remember?
Yes.
Tell them about what I got you last year.
Last year, Amanda got me chocolate-covered strawberries that had letters on them, and it spelled out best dick ever.
Oh, damn.
It was nice. And they were delicious, too.
Yeah.
And what a compliment. I don't know about best ever, but thanks. I appreciate it.
Best white dick ever.
Best substandard eater ever. Yeah, you should totally make me a big dinner on Valentine's Day. Or Sean should come over and cook for us, because Sean's an amazing cook.
Oh, it is Valentine's Day, so y'all can pay me $500 to cook for you.
Shit.
It's Valentine's Day prices, shoot.
I remember one time me and Amanda went to Shoney's on Valentine's Day.
Don't tell people that. It's embarrassing. I don't remember that.
I remember that because we saw an old man there with a blatant prostitute.
Oh, that's so awesome. Was it like an old white man? It was like a young black woman?
Yes! Yes! Exactly.
That guy's my spirit animal.
Because me and Amanda were like, dude, is that a hooker? You're like, it has to be a hooker. It was awesome. Yeah,
we're
did
go to Shoney's first.
On Valentine's Day, yeah.
What does it say? You want some poo-poo?
Hey, dude might not want to. I mean, apparently he's got some money, you know.
Yeah. He's like, look, you are not a cheap hooker, so we're going to Shoney's.
I mean, if he's got. Yeah, that could have been. He could have saved up all year for that.
It's gross that we went to Shoney's on Valentine's Day. But that was back when like, we lived in the old building that everybody lived in.
Oh, the brick building.
So that's when Shoney's was like, we're like, we're like, you were probably telling your friend, he's taking me to Shoney's tonight. Like,
rent was $270 a month.
Yeah,
that place was pretty cheap. When I moved in, it was from $270 to $395.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, like, I had the Big Daddy one bedroom, which was a fucking studio with a wall in it, basically. Yeah. But, yeah, that place. I'm glad we all got out of there.
Yeah.
I'm glad none of us still live in that building. Up.
Yeah, I was the last one. I was a late bloomer.
Yeah, that's all right. Man.
People used to love to come.
We were the first ones.
Yeah. Y'all were the first ones, yep. Didn't Danny live there? I know Harper lived there. Aaron lived there.
Danny and Harper just kind of like took over our apartment when we moved out, pretty much.
Did they?
Yeah. Like Harper kind of did, and
that couple we met at Taco Bell. So we let move in with us immediately and had a 6-month-old baby and
yeah.
What?
Yeah, this was a whole thing.
Yeah, of course it is.
Always is.
But yeah, when you let the people move in that you met at Taco Bell.
It was her fucking idea, of course.
Since they had a baby.
Yeah. But it was during the summer and we didn't have air conditioning in that apartment. Oh. So it really didn't matter because we went to her mom's. Like, we basically lived at her mom's and still just kept our stuff at the apartment. Because we were
they
like.
Did steal your shit?
Oh, yeah. He did. She did.
Yeah, he did. But, I mean, we were like, he was like, why don't y'all here? Like, because it's fucking hot, man. He's like, well, can we go where you're going? Like, dude, we're staying in our fucking place.
Dude, there's something about that building where people, if they stay with you. And you try to get away from them for the night, they want to fucking follow you.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why we didn't stay in there is because our dog Cletus, like, passed out from the heat. So we were like, all right,
rest in peace, Cletus.
We're not staying here this summer, and so.
Something about that building, though, like, it's like a bunch of crabs in a bucket.
Yeah, dude, it's like. I'm like, dude, look, we're letting you stay here while we're staying at our mom's, so you should just be cool about it. Like, we're not going to fucking hang out with you. Like, I don't even fucking like you. Like, you have a fucking kid, and you're a fucking idiot, and you're from Michigan, so that's... sorry, Michigan people.
No, they know what they got, though. They know they're idiot faction. Some of them tried to fucking kidnap the governor, or thought they were going to kidnap the governor. I got your back, Gretchen. Girl.
I mean, I'll just get like one McDouble.
I'd let Gretchen touch it. I'm not even gonna lie, dude. Governor Gretchen, what's her name?
Ruben?
The one they were gonna kidnap during COVID, and then they were like.
Whitmire? Ruben?
Yeah, Whitmire or something. I don't know, but yeah, they were like gonna get her, and then they were like, January 6th, and then. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that fucking stupid shit that fucking sounded like a fucking Rob Schneider movie. But it was real life.
If it were a Rob Schneider movie, like, somebody would have popped out of that fucking, what was it, that, Odin costume or whatever the fuck. And it would have been Rob Schneider, and he would have kissed Gretchen, and they would have gotten married. Because those are all romantic comedies to a degree.
Have you ever seen Corky Romano?
No, that's with
Chris Kattan.
Chris Kattan.
It's not good, but there's just one scene where he tries to go undercover as a...
It's not, because the previews at the time, to me, looked kind of funny.
But there's one scene where he goes undercover as a Nazi.
Yeah.
To buy drugs, and he has a blatant bald cap and a bright purple fanny pack with a pink swastika on it. He goes, hey guys, you know where a guy could get some heroin? And then just beat the fuck out of him, like, right away. But there's a bunch of dudes from the Mafia movies and shit in it, though. It's worth a watch. I mean, it's a Chris Kattan, fucking Corky Romano, dude. I mean,
Chris Kattan's funny as shit.
I will let you pick any Leonardo DiCaprio movie to receive hand stuff to if you let me get one McDouble.
No. It would be Gangs of New York, but you don't need a McDouble. I love you, baby.
Aren't you fighting the urge, dude? Come on, Hot Boy Summer, dude.
I know, we got roast at home.
Got roast. Roast. They don't even make roast anymore. They ain't made roast since the 60s, dude.
I got that craving, dog. And I mean, I haven't had McDonald's in quite a while.
How long? Honestly. I'm not even trying to bust your balls.
When did you make me stop? When did we stop at McDonald's?
When we went out, we were like drunk or high or something. And
oh, what, the other night? Y'all, like last weekend or the weekend
before?
Yeah,
it was just last weekend. We went out.
But
we didn't go out last weekend.
Yeah, it was like a breakdown moment, though, wasn't it?
Where we go?
Or is the weekend before?
Oh, Creeps.
Did we stop?
I think we did stop.
Didn't you say you threw it up?
No, he pepperoni pizza that night.
Sausage.
No, but didn't you throw up your McDonald's?
I did
you
throw it up.
Something because we were like, oh, we should become bulimic so we can eat what we want and throw.
Yeah, that's what we were discussing during practice.
I might do that.
Sean?
Well, Drew was like, that's what I do.
For real?
I doubt it.
No, that dude's got too much muscle mass. Like, he's skinny, but he's wiry. Like, you could...
That could be from bulimia, though.
Our no, because those bulimic chicks are skinny. They don't have a bunch of muscle mass and muscle tone. They're just skinny and cracky. No offense. I don't mean it like that, bulimic ladies. God bless. Just saying, dude, that it's you can't build muscle mass when you're not ingesting anything.
Yeah. I mean, we just stopped by Subway.
Subway's not good for you either, dude. Yeah. They fucked up the chicken there.
It's full of salt and bread.
I don't eat the chicken. I get
go to Jimmy John's.
It's full of salt and bread.
Not as much salt, but yes.
Taco I see bread. Some muscle definition.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I'm not even flexing. Well, now I am.
So, I'm trying to get a decide on a belt for my leather pants. Should I get a studded one, or should I get a bondage one with the loops?
That might be a little too midlife crisis, if you get a bondage belt.
Yeah, I thought it might be a little much, but
that's funny, because that was immediately what I thought of when he said, what kind of belt am I do? Totally like the ones across, yeah.
But if I were to wear the bondage one, I'd wear it right so I could be hooked to things and get my pee-pee touched. You know, there's not a lot of time left, so.
That's true.
Wear it on stage and have Donnie hold a strap and Drew hold a strap.
Oh, I could pull them during the solo. It's like as soon as a solo, I'm
oh, I don't like the idea of me being a gimp. Never mind.
Put one in Trey's teeth.
Oh my god, dude.
Give one for the audience.
The response going full blown S&M, fucking got each other on leashes and shit.
I'm in.
We all have each other on leashes.
Is that you?
It might be me, yeah. Might be me beeping this.
I'm gonna give you shit because you always give me shit.
Dude.
My phone hasn't went off at all.
You know what I edited out last week?
What?
I had to edit out some shit that came up on your phone. That's that's what
you
I
notice how my phone's quiet when Amanda's here?
I don't fucking text you all the time.
Your phone's trying to get laid, dude. I don't know. That's all I can. It didn't come out as funny as I thought.
Nope, it sure did. I don't know what you had planned.
I thought it was good. Well, a few chuckles. I got a chuckle out of her, though. I mean, even though it was a polite chuckle, but thank you. Anyway, I'll take it.
We should talk real quick. I know we're running tight on time, but you weren't there, but me and Amanda did get to go to see the Creeps, Inc. release show.
Oh, yeah.
And I did want to talk about that for a minute. Vibrolas played. Amanda had never seen the Vibrolas before.
They were awesome.
Did they play the one song that's the...
They were bitching ones.
They are bitching. I like them.
They will actually be mentioning them on Thurby Day, the Thursday before Derby. And I hate the word Thurby, but I'm using it to plug this. At Zanzibar, the Vibrolas, the Char, and FMK.
Oh, shit. That's a nice lineup.
I think I'm going out of my way on a Thursday night for that.
Yeah, I'll go see. Yeah, that's three bands I could go see. And FMK's like...
And you're going to want to see the Vibrolas again, right?
Yeah.
And then Creeps came on. Creeps played everything off the new album. And only played two songs. Yeah, they sounded great. The funniest part for me was when Brent goes... We were going to have Trey come up and sing the song with us, but he didn't make it out. So fuck Trey.
Yeah, you said that last episode.
No, I didn't. We haven't done an episode since that. I said that at practice, dip dip.
Did you?
Yes. And I wasn't even talking to you at practice when I told you. I was telling Trey. So, it ain't my fault you overheard something.
Ain't nobody come see you, Otis.
Oh, shit. So, I guess, Amanda, do you have anything to plug?
No.
I got something.
All right, I got something you can plug.
I don't like how I was just referred to as Otis first off.
He's we're still
gonna,
mad.
We're gonna still Aww, we're gonna settle mad. This. We're gonna settle this.
That will be edited out, probably.
But yeah, actually you did review the Creepshow.
We reviewed the CD on the last episode.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
We did not have
enough. We had just announced it on the other. Okay.
The
yeah.
last episode we recorded on Thursday.
You put your fucking thumb down.
The
right
show
now.
Was on Friday. So there's no way we could have reviewed something out. That didn't happen.
What the fuck are you pointing at?
I'm pointing at you, buddy. What's up, girl? We are making Sean so uncomfortable on this episode. This will probably be the
stab both of them. They're not gonna enjoy.
This probably gonna be Amanda's last appearance on the podcast because
Donnie's gonna go home and beat Amanda afterwards.
I'm gonna beat him.
Yeah, she is.
I'm gonna beat something. Show announcements. Am I the show guy now?
Here. Are we announcing Cincinnati? Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Okay, there's the FMK show here.
I got the calendar.
February 16th with the Wish You Were from Paducah and Return of the Basements.
Air Devil's Inn, 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And the 24th of February, our good friend Cadillac Young will be performing with his band Shitfire. And the Tabs at Spinelli's on 4th Street. And another old buddy, our buddy Seth, his band Nowhere Fast will be playing the Enchanted Forest on Saturday, March 2nd.
And that's with...
I don't know.
Hurt?
I saw one.
Hurt?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the flyer for it, and I think Deddy's on it. I could be wrong.
No, they just played with Deddy last Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right.
March 8th, Bugbot, and my favorite, the God-Awfuls at Planet of the Tapes, March 8th at 7:30 p.m. And then in March, oh my God, Sean... Tell the people about this weekend on the 22nd of March.
22nd, 23rd, we got the Murder Generation Response doing...
Weekend.
Yeah, a whole weekend together. So, first night's in Cincy.
And Oddfellas.
And that's 2014 Elm Street. This and guy. It's with DOS.
Yes.
Doom City Villains.
Yes.
Your boys, The Response.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Murder Generation
fucking went blind. And then the next night in Louisville at the Mag Bar, March 23rd, it's going to be the Response, Murder Generation, Pumpkin Guts, and Pretty with the Lights Out.
And that's all ages.
That's all ages. It starts at 8. Get your patooties down there.
That's right. And that is... all we got
for now.
But other I do know of some people that are working on some stuff. I won't mention any names, but we're gonna have some cool show announcements.
And we do, The Response has a single coming out pretty soon.
New single. It's gonna drop in time for the weekend the weekend tour.
Do you know when yet?
I don't know. We're not sure. Probably like early to mid-March.
What song? Can you say?
Yes. Bojangle BJ.
Okay.
Our love song.
Our
only love song. Well, no, that's not true. We have a lot of love songs.
It's like our rock opera song.
Yeah, it is.
It's very theatrical. But that'll be coming out.
Yeah, that will be out soon.
Next month.
And next week,
because I noticed y'all are starting to get bored with the stuff that's up. I feel it's been a few months, y'all. Y'all
time for something
your,
new.
I get it, you know. So we'll feed you something.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
And next week we're gonna have Bugbot here. And are you coming back next week?
I don't know yet. Yeah, I'll try. I'll definitely try.
All right. So Amanda might be here next week as well, and Bugbot will definitely be here. And I think that's all I got. I hope everybody has a wonderful Valentine's Day. Whether you're with the one you love, the one you like, the one that you're whatever, or if you're with your girl Lisa Ann on the internet, whatever you're doing, I hope you enjoy yourselves. And Donnie Vagrant loves you.
Dip them in chocolate and then put it on somebody's
pee pee.
Or pusenta. Or whatever.
A pusenta and a pee pee are the same thing, though, too. Pee pee. I mean, we all have pee pees.
Well, I guess I've never heard it referred to a pee pee.
Oh, no. Always like we should slap our pee pees together.
I'm going to make chocolate molded buttholes. That'll be your Valentine's.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. You know how much money you can make with those, especially at private parties? Like, we're.
It's they make that, yeah. You can mold your butthole and make chocolates. You like that one?
Yeah, mold yeah. Butthole chocolates. You can mold
the you're going to go in and have your butthole molded, though. I can't see you, like, actually being like.
A little much.
Yeah. It'll be great, too, when you're leaving the house and your mom's like, hey, where are you headed off to? Going to what?
You
going to
call them chocolate starfish?
Well, that's all I got, folks.
It'd be hard to eat those things and, like, not be a complete perv about it.
Oh, I'd rub one on my pee-pee.
I'd tongue one repeatedly, like, flap it back and forth, you know, do the fast jeans.
Yeah, those are for me. Don't send me over here with a box of your buttholes.
Yeah, I don't need any chocolate-covered buttholes.
I brought some treats. What are these? Amanda's molded chocolate butthole. Chocolate butthole molds.
What if they sent you Doritos salad? Would you send them?
No comment.
Token of my appreciation, yeah.
Token of my appreciation for the Doritos salad. Here's some chocolate molded buttholes. Oh, she don't listen. Oh, man, I'm sorry. That shit nasty, dude. That shit is so nasty. Oh, fuck. I might almost go for the buttholes. Actually, I always go for the buttholes. What am I saying? All right, happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Bye.
That's how they say bye at Starbucks.
Love yous.
I knew I forgot something. Danny Masterson of That 70s Show, who raped all those chicks, is in prison officially, and there's a hit out on him.
Good.
He's in segregated hold, but there's a gang there called the Gay Boy Gangsters who used to walk the main yard, but were ostracized by all the other gangs, so they're in not protective custody, but the special needs unit, and that kind of means like something different. It's not like handicapped or, I mean, there's some, you know, it covers a wide variety of stuff. But anyway, that's where Danny Masterson is, and they've put a hit out on him. There have already been people assigned to take care of this.
Perfect.
And speculation is he's getting stabbed, and if he's lucky, it's with the meat shank.
Fuck you, Danny Masterson.
Yeah. Yeah, you thought you was gonna get away with it. He's gonna get poked so many times.
I hope so.
Yeah. But that's brought to you by P&P. Love you.